Well, welcome everyone to the Successful Real Estate Agent Seminar. So good to have you all here. I'm really excited about the day. I hope that you guys are. Some familiar faces and some new friends in the room, and of course, many of you watching online. It means you've purchased this course, and I want to welcome you as well. I look forward to spending the time with you. So I don't know how you feel about today. I want to tell you how I feel, but not because it's important how I feel, but because it reflects on what I know is going to happen here today. I don't know why you are here today. Each of you has a reason. Maybe it's got something to do with money, and that's okay. We're going to talk a lot about money today. Maybe it's got something to do with time or control. Maybe you work too many hours and you're looking for more control of your time. Maybe it's something slightly more kind of difficult to get your hands on, difficult to explain emotionally. Why you are here today. You know, you could be elsewhere. Maybe it's just a feeling of kind of you're not quite sure where you are in your business, in your career, and it's almost like there's a rule to the game that other people know that you kind of feel like you don't know, and you've just got this feeling of being out of control, and like you, there's just something that you need for your business, and that's okay. I said to you, I'm excited about today because I know what is going to happen. Whatever the reason is that you are here, I believe by the end of today, you will say you got what you came for. Now, I don't mean that to be an overpromise at the beginning of the seminar, but I have done this with enough people. I have trained thousands and thousands and thousands of estate agents, and I have seen what happens throughout the day of this training, that the lights begin to come on, and the world view of working by referral, building relationships, suddenly begins to take on a very real and very exciting prospect for you. I know that's going to happen today. And so I am excited because of what is going to happen. Now, everything that I'm going to tell you today, I know it works. But it's not because I'm great shakes or there's anything special about me personally. 20 years ago, I stumbled onto something. I went to a seminar, I was a young businessman, and at that seminar, a guy called Tim Templeton was speaking. He only spoke for about 60 minutes. He talked about his latest book, which was called The Referral of a Lifetime, and that talk changed my life. I must have been 22 years old. And Tim Templeton, for 45 minutes, spoke about the potential of building a database of people that you keep in touch with. And I just got it. It made complete sense to me. And it captivated me. And since that day, sitting in that seminar, and then I got his book, The Referral of a Lifetime, and I read it. Since that day, I have started and built a number of businesses. And I can tell you this, every one of those businesses have been built on referrals. From the database that I began to build after I left that seminar. All of the major breakthroughs in my life, all of the major opportunities that built my businesses came through someone on my database. Every single one of them. So I have seen the power of what I'm going to teach you today. But not only in my life, I've seen it in countless of our clients' lives through the years, and it was fantastic chatting to some of my old clients here today. Some of you I haven't seen for 10 years, and you said to me today, I'm still doing what you taught me, and it's accounting for my success today. So I'm excited. Today's going to be an incredible day. And for those of you who are watching this on the internet at home, it's going to be an incredible experience for you. And I look forward to hearing your testimonies. Okay, a few little points of admin or introduction before we get started. You've got a manual that was on your chair, and if you're watching this online, this is available as a PDF in the classroom. You need to download this training manual, and you need to print it out. The reason for that is, and for you guys too, as we go through the day, you'll see missing words throughout the manual. And I want you to be filling those missing words in. Now, why do I do that? Not because I'm childish and I want to make extra work for you. There's good reason why we do that. It does a number of things, actually. First of all, it helps you to stay focused. Some of the sessions I'll be speaking for over an hour, and this will just continually bring your attention back if you've got to fill in the missing words. It's actually a very effective technique. And the second thing it does is it gives you something that you have put a personal investment in. There's a certain psychological power to this thing of writing the missing words in, so that at the end of the seminar, you kind of feel like you've orientated yourself to something which you've begun to own. And that's going to help you to understand the system as a whole. Now, that's the next point that I want to make to you. I'm not here to teach you a bunch of good ideas all thrown into a pot during a day or during a course. That's not what this is about. This is not isolated techniques just thrown together. This is a single, holistic, organic system. I'm going to teach you a system of how to build relationships with key people and build your business predominantly by referral from that group of people. Now, in order to do that, there are various components of that keep in touch relationship building system, which we're going to call a trusted advisor program. Okay, now for that reason, for those of you who are watching this online, my strong recommendation to you is do not watch the videos or the modules in a piecemeal fashion. Don't do one today, one tomorrow, another one next week. Set a day aside or set 2 days aside and go through the whole curriculum, because this is a holistic system and you need to have all the pieces in your mind as you go through it. Okay, that's all I want to say by way of introduction. Let's get into the manual. So we're going to start on page one where it says introduction. At the end of today, I am going to ask you to make a decision about a coaching program. Now, why is that? It's not because I'm going to hold anything back today. I'm going to teach you everything that I know about working by referral today. The whole system will be taught. But there is a certain power, a certain effectiveness to entering into a relationship of accountability, especially in the first 3 months of implementing the system, because it does take a lot of discipline, it takes new habits, it takes learning new dialogue, saying things that you're not used to, which you're going to need to role play when you leave here today. And having a personal coach or a coaching group is something that is tremendously helpful in implementing a new system like this. So just to lay the seed with you, we're going to talk about that at the end of the day. Okay, page one, introduction. As a real estate agent, so this is an introduction to the philosophy of working by referral, module one. As a real estate agent, you are actually in the lead generating business. Now, what do I mean by that? It may sound like a strange statement. Well, usually the most difficult part of any sales process is actually generating high quality leads in the first place. That's usually the most difficult thing in sales. If you've got high quality leads coming into your business and you manage to get appointments with those leads, so you're now sitting face to face across the table with a prospective seller, the rest is all downhill. It's downhill from there. The real work, where the real money is made in real estate, is to have the ability to generate a steady stream of high quality leads. And not just one off. You notice I said a steady stream. You must have some kind of system that produces a consistent flow of high quality leads for your business. The fact is that there is no more important task in your business as a real estate agent as generating leads. So you're in the lead generating business. Now I'm going to read a couple of quotes from Gary Keller to start with, and then throughout the manual, from time to time, I will read something he's written. What he did about 10 years ago, longer, is they took a bunch of their most successful agents away for 2 weekends. In order to be invited to this weekend away, what did you have to do? Well, you had to net $1 million or more. So in Rand version, that's whatever, 15 million Rand a year, personal income per year. They took that group of people away for 2 weekends and they asked them a simple question. What does it take to net $1 million as a real estate agent? And then they listened. And they collated the answers. And they started noticing some consistencies, some common factors. And what this book then turned out to be, it's called The Millionaire Real Estate Agent by Gary Keller. This book is the documentation of what they found. It is one of the best books on real estate you'll ever read. So when we had our coaching company 10 years ago, all our clients were given this book. And some of you were talking to me about that this morning, in fact. If you haven't read this book, I would strongly recommend that you get hold of a copy and read it. It will be so empowering. Okay, that's Gary Keller. So I'm going to read a couple of quotes from Gary Keller on this matter of lead generating and its importance to your business. The first one is from The Millionaire Real Estate Agent. The second one is from his other book, which is equally as good, called Shift. One of the first things I ask when consulting one-on-one with someone who wants to earn more, says Gary Keller. Now, let's just stop there for a second. Can I just see a show of hands? Is there anybody in this room? How many of you would like to earn more? Can I see a show of hands? Okay, good. That means you're ambitious. Well, if you got a chance to sit one-on-one with Gary Keller, and he was now going to counsel you, and you said, I'd like to earn more, what's he going to ask you? Well, one of the first questions I ask, he says, is this. Do you have enough leads that if you close them properly, you'd be reaching your goals? So, maybe you've got a figure in your mind. Maybe you've got a number that you'd like to make next year. Maybe it is 1 million. Maybe it's more. Maybe it's less. But whatever your goal is, as a monetary figure that you want to make this year, 2017. Now, I need to ask you that question. Do you have enough leads consistently coming into your business that if you just closed a reasonable percentage of those leads, whatever you think a good conversion rate is, you would make that amount of money? Now, if the answer is no, don't feel bad about that. What does that mean? That means you're ambitious. That means you want more than you currently have. It means you've got some aspirations in your business. That's a great place to be. But what would Gary Keller give you as a piece of advice? So here's what he says. If they answer no, I tell them to put everything else on hold and go and get more leads. That's how important lead generating is. Forget about that overpriced listing where the seller just won't listen to you and come down and you like flogging this thing. Forget about that buyer who you've taken to like 20 properties and they can't quite make them. Just forget about those people. That is unproductive use of your time. Go and get more leads. You get it? One of the reasons that real estate agents spend too much time with the wrong people is because they don't have enough leads. They don't have anybody else to work with. I remember many years ago running a seminar, and I asked the audience, who here thinks they hold the record for the most number of showings to a buyer? And everyone laughed, and they kind of all shared their war stories. And I remember one lady standing up saying, I think I hold the record. I've shown one buyer 57 properties, and then she bought privately. And everyone's like, oh. But you realize she should never have got to that point. So, you need to realize one of the biggest dangers for you as a real estate agent is this. Spending your time with the wrong people. And spending your time doing the wrong activities. Okay, next quote. Let's face facts, says Gary Keller. Lead generating to find potential customers just might not be your favorite business subject. I mean, there are a few exceptional people who love prospecting. But that's not most of us. Most of us would prefer to be handed good people on a platter and then help them. Help them in their lives. I mean, that's, for most of you, that's the fire in your bones for real estate. It's helping people with one of the biggest decisions they'll ever take in their lives. And it's satisfying, but the prospecting thing, you didn't really sign up for that. Well, listen to what Gary Keller says. He says, if you're like most, it probably isn't why you got into real estate, and it isn't something that gets you excited to go to work every day. He said, the truth, however, is that you actually got into two businesses. You got into the helping people with their real estate needs business, and you got into the lead generation business. They are inseparable. They are the yin and yang of your professional world. The bottom line is that without motivated leads, there are no people to help. To have sales, you must have leads. One begets the other. I remember hearing a millionaire real estate agent a number of years ago say this. He said, if I go on a listing presentation and I get that listing, if I leave that person's house with a listing in one hand, but I don't leave with a lead in the other hand, if they haven't referred me to someone, I don't feel like I have succeeded. He said, I can do 5 deals a day, but if I put my head on the pillow at night and I haven't generated a new high-quality lead that day, I have not worked. That is the mindset of great real estate agents. And because it's an uncomfortable thing to do for most of us, it's the thing we avoid. You have to overcome that. You're in the lead generating business. You have to find a consistent way of doing this. Now that is what I'm going to teach you. Okay, are all leads created equal? Well, I'm assuming you will agree with me that not all leads are created equal. I'm going to suggest to you in your manual that the best type of lead is a referral. The best type of lead is a referral, a pre-qualified warm lead, where the person that you are going to make an appointment with, let's say Mrs. Edwards, a potential seller, that when Mrs. Edwards hears from you, she is already expecting your call. Someone has told her nice things about you. That's the best kind of lead. I want you to consider the following statistics. Agents who work by referral have a 3 to 5 times higher conversion ratio on listing presentations. That's amazing. But actually, it's not. You think about it, you're going to see someone who already trusts you because the trust has been brokered by your mutual friend. So they're far more likely to make a commitment to you. A 3 to 5 times higher conversion rate. Just imagine what that would do for your business. Another statistic, 37% higher retention rates are experienced by agents who work by referral. 37% higher retention. That means you will do 37% more repeat business if you work by referral. Isn't that interesting? So someone gets referred to you, Mrs. Edwards. You do the transaction with her. There's something about that experience that causes her, in 5 years' time, to want to use you again. The studies show. A Nielsen study said that people are 400% more likely to buy when they are referred. You want to go and have an appointment with someone who is primed to commit. Work by referral. And then lastly, in 2015, the NAR, National Association of Realtors, the NAR released a study called The Profile of Home Buyers and Sellers. And in that study, they said that 42% of sellers in the U.S. found their agent through a referral. 42% of all sellers in the U.S. get their agent through a referral. Not only that, a further 24% did their transaction with the agent that had helped them with their previous home buyer sale. So a repeat. So I hope you got that. 66%, 42 referral, 24 on repeat, 66% of all transactions in the States are happening either by repeat or referral. I mean, it is staggering. And yet, how few real estate agents have a system to proactively generate referrals for their business? I mean, that's where the money is. That's what the studies are showing us. Surely the most important thing in your business is to have a referral system. And that's one of the points we're going to get to. If you want to work by referral, you're going to have a system. You will not be able to do this passively, just waiting for referrals to come in. You're going to need a system. You're going to need something proactive that has certain inputs and the outputs will be consistent. Okay, now I want you to test your confidence in what I've just told you. So I'm going to let you make your own decision now on the manual. There's a little scale of 1 to 10 there. I just want you to put across in the block that you think corresponds to the following question. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, which is the highest quality lead, which is the highest? How would you rate the following kinds of leads? So, one being terrible quality lead, you know, when you contact the person or you're trying to get in, it's difficult to get an appointment. When you see them, there's this awkwardness, there's not a lot of trust. They're very happy to work with other people. A 10 being the highest quality lead, that the person is grateful that you've come to see them and they trust you to help them. Okay, how would you rate cold calling? Just put a cross in one of the boxes. How would you rate door knocking? Direct mail, so leaflet drops, how would you rate those? What kind of quality lead do they produce? Print advertising, I'd be interested to know your answers on that. So, I suppose you can print advertise to get stock, you know, listings wanted type ads, or you've got stock and now you're advertising maybe the open house or whatever. How good is it? What kind of lead does it generate? Maybe that's a little higher, I don't know. Online advertising. How would you rate online ads and then your own website? You know, do leads come in off your website? Do you have like a registration page on your website? And how good are those leads if you manage to make contact with them? How easy is it to make contact with those people? Open houses. Again, some agents would rank that very low. Others have great success with open houses. So you pick a number for yourself there. Okay, now how would you rate a referral from a past client where the past client has already spoken to that person and raved about your service and they're expecting your call? How would you rate that out of 10? I'm pretty sure the referral outstrips them all. Correct? The best type of lead is a referral. Okay, let's read a quote from Mark Zuckerberg. For those of us who are an older generation, we may not know who he is. He's the founder and CEO of Facebook. So Mark Zuckerberg, whatever we think of Facebook, is he's clearly one of the most successful entrepreneurs, not only of our generation, but of any generation. And from a man who has built an online bulk business with billions of people, this is a fascinating quote. Listen to what he said. People influence people. Nothing influences people more than a recommendation from a trusted friend. A trusted referral influences people more than the best broadcast message. A trusted referral is the holy grail of advertising. I want to pick out one of his sentences there. He says, a trusted referral influences people more than the best broadcast message. Now, from whatever I say today on the course, I don't want you to get the impression that I don't believe in branding or marketing or being part of a big real estate company with a prominent brand. I believe in that. I think that's incredibly important. Branding and marketing are important in real estate, but we must not confuse marketing with prospecting. They are two different activities. And in fact, the one helps the other. If you have a strong brand and a strong public presence, your personal relationship building and your generating referrals is enhanced by that. It just helps with the credibility and the posture that you have. However, I will say this. I have had many, many, many clients throughout the years who are small business owners in the real estate industry, mom and pop shops as we call them. And they worked exclusively by referral, and people gave them the listing over the dominant brand in the area. Why? Because a trusted referral influences people more than the best broadcast message. If there's ever a choice between going with the brand and going with someone who has been personally endorsed to you, 99 times out of 100, human nature will go with the person who was endorsed. So, here's the good news. You don't have to choose. You can do both. You can do the branding. You can do the boards. You can do the signs on the side of your car. You can do sponsorships. You can do advertising in local media. You can, you know, do all of the things that create a public presence in your area. You can do those things. And you can have a database of people that you're building close, deep, personal relationships with and getting referrals from. It's a both and thing. Okay. Now, having gone through all of that, what I want you to do in your manual is I want you to be honest with yourself for a second. And if you're at home, I want you to do this as well. Give yourself a number rating your average lead. How good is the average lead that you are now pursuing? Okay, good. I just wanted you to assess kind of where you are as we are heading into the rest of the day. Right, next point in your manual says this. Most people generate referrals passively. Most people generate referrals passively. Why? Because most people think that the only way of getting referrals is by, what's that three-word phrase we use in English where someone speaks to someone, speaks to someone, and your phone happens to ring one day?
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth, yes. Well done, Di. Word of mouth. Now, what I've just said to you in the manual is this. Most people approach the process of generating referrals passively. Because, what's passive? I sit and I wait. Why? Because they have confused working by referral with working by word of mouth. Now, I'm not opposed to word of mouth. Word of mouth is a wonderful thing when people are talking about you. But I'm going to suggest to you that referrals must be generated proactively. Proactively means you have a system that allows you to go out and get those referrals, to generate them for your business consistently. Okay, now how do you do that in your manual? That is done by having a system. A system. Now, I don't mean by the word system a computer program, although that will be a part of your system. What I mean is a methodology. I mean a system, a set of inputs and outputs for your business. So, this is your system. Okay, every good system has inputs, things you do, activities, and you do these things with discipline and regularity, and if you put the inputs into the system, if the system is a good system, the outputs are consistent. It will produce what it is designed to produce. The key with systems is you've got to get the inputs. You've got to get the inputs right. Okay? You got that? So, that's what I mean by a system. A methodology which has a consistent series of activities that you do in your business on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis. And if you are disciplined with these things, the referrals, in this case, and repeat business will be consistent. Right, now why is consistency important? Well, inconsistency of income is like the curse of this industry, isn't it? Feast and famine. And what you're trying to do is you're trying to find a way. But what you're trying to do is find a way to flatten out that curve and then obviously raise it over time. I mean, would that not make life so much more enjoyable in this industry? Now, what would Gary Keller say is the key to flattening out, to building consistency? He would say, generating leads. If you can find a way to consistently generate leads, you will, if the pipeline is always full, you will consistently be doing deals. It comes down to that thing that we avoid. Okay, good. So I've got good news and bad news about systems. Systems, the good news is, and that's what we just put here, systems ensure consistency. What's the bad news? Well, the bad news is systems require discipline. Systems require discipline. So the system I'm going to teach you is a system for building Relationships, building trust with a core group of between 50 and 100 people. Now, if you want to build the trust of between 50 and 100 people and have them support your business, that is going to require intentionality. It's going to require consistency. See, this thing about building relationships, the activities required to do it, earn people's trust, it actually is so much harder than you think, and yet it's so much more simple than you think. So what's the problem? The problem is this. The most important person to me in my life is my wife. Now, I want to make my life, I want to make my life good by making my wife happy. I want her to feel loved. I want her to feel appreciated by me. And so one of the things that I know I need to do regularly is I need to buy my wife flowers. Okay. Gents, we know this to be true. However, if you're anything like me, you kind of get stuck in your box and, you know, 3 months can go past and I'm in my box, my task-orientated box, and I haven't bought flowers for my wife. So, I have a little system that flags me on a monthly basis to buy my wife flowers. Now, I want to ask a question. Does that make it any less sincere? The fact that I have a system? No, it doesn't. It's just as sincere. The relationship is just as important. It's just because I need help. I need help. So, if I can't do that with one person, how on earth do you think you can do that with between 50 and 100 people who you don't even live with? Now, you're getting the point. To build this kind of trust is going to take intentionality. It's going to take a system. All right. And if you are going to build such a keep in touch system, which for the time being we're going to call a good relationship marketing system, I think it has to be built on 3 pillars, we might say. Right, a good relationship marketing system, number one, is built on a philosophy. It's built on a philosophy. A deeply held belief about why things should be done this way. Now, why do I say that? What I'm going to teach you today requires discipline. It's going to require some new habits. It's going to require getting out of your comfort zone. And the bottom line of human behavior is this. You will not change unless you think it's important. You can go into offices all around the world in any industry in the world, and you will find software, systems, and procedure manuals that have been written bespoke for that company that are never used. Trillions of dollars spent on software that's never used in companies. Why? Because the employees of that company who are expected to use the software weren't consulted when it was developed. It was just shoved on them, and they don't appreciate it. They don't know the value. They don't see why it should be important to them. So, you will forgive me if I'm going to spend the next session or so on the philosophy piece of the puzzle. I want to make absolutely sure that this thing of the power of building relationships and trust has got into your heart before I get it into your hands. Okay. It's got to be built on a philosophy. So that's what we'll get to next. Secondly, a good relationship marketing system gives you a proven methodology. Gives you a proven methodology. In other words, it tells you how to generate a steady stream of referred leads. So we're not just going to get the philosophy, get all inspired and want to do this and then not know how to do it. We're going to get nitty-gritty daily, weekly, monthly tasks, the inputs of the system. And that's what we'll spend most of the day doing, is looking at the methodology, which is research-proven. And that's another important point which I want to stop and make. Nothing that I show you today has been sucked out of my thumb in a vacuum. Everything I'm going to show you has been proven with thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of agents in every market in the world, in every type of market, buyers, sellers. What I'm going to show you is research proven. We know it works. That's the one thing you do not have to question today, is whether this system will work or not. It will work. And you can speak to a number of the clients who've been implementing it for the last 10 years, many of whom are the top agents in their company still to this day, sitting here, because they do what I'm going to teach you to do today. It works because it's built on the research. To me, that's important. You know, one of the keys to success in life is don't try to reinvent the wheel. You're not as clever as that. You're not able to make it all up from the beginning again. You don't have to start again. Great people have gone before us and learned lessons the hard way. One of the keys to success in life is see what successful people are doing and duplicate what they are doing in your business. Now, you will make some ground yourself. Of course, you will have ideas that are unique to you and will just take the sort of global learning of the human race a little bit further. But don't try to start again. So what I'm going to show you is that it is the learning of tens of thousands of successful real estate agents. So, proven methodology. Thirdly, a good relationship marketing system will make maximum use of technology to help you implement the methodology. I love tech. I'm a tech guy. I love software. I love things that are automated. I love things that remind me to do what I wouldn't have done if I didn't have the reminder. I love things that can be done at the click of a button as opposed to 17 files on my desk. I love tech, and you need to too. Now, some of you are good with that. Some of you are not so good with that. You're still old school, and I'm going to challenge you to just be willing to step out a little bit. All right, so those are the three things. It's built on a philosophy, it teaches you a proven methodology, and it maximizes the use of technology. I think that's a good system. Okay, that concludes module one, which is our introduction. And in module two, which you'll go on to in the next video, it's going to be a further discussion around the major building blocks of the philosophy of a successful real estate agent business.